There was a criminal in, well, there are criminals all over, but this particular criminal blamed his crime completely on his parents giving him some name. I forget what the name was, but I based a poem then on it called A Name. And being a parent, you realize how you're not responsible for many of things your children do and not in control of them. So this is my in defense of parenthood poem called A Name. Suppose your parents had called you Dirk. Wouldn't that be motive enough to commit a heinous crime? Just as Judy's always become nurses and Brad's florists? After the act, your mom would say, he was always a good boy. Once on my birthday, he gave me one of those roses stuck in a glass ball. You know, the kind that never gets soggy. Her exhibit A. Exhibit B, a surprise corpse, sharing a last moment of Dirk with the mortician. And Dad would say, Dirk once won a contest by spelling the word Pyrrhic, and in his alcohol dream, he sees the infant Dirk, all pink and tinsel, signing his birth certificate with a knife. Still, Dirk should have known better. He could tell you that antimony is Panama's most important product. He remembered Vasco da Gama and wished him well. Once he'd made a diorama of the all-American boyhood, a little farm, cows the size of nails, cotton ball sheep, a corn cob silo. But when he signed it Dirk, the crops were blighted by bad faith. And don't forget exhibit C, D, E, the stolen eclair, the zoo caper, the taunting of a certain Miss W who smelled of fried onions. It was his parents' fault they called him Dirk.